The following program does not necessarily reflect the opinions and viewpoints of the staff and management of this station.
Good morning. This is Carol Gordon of Heartmenders International, broadcasting from News Radio 1000 KTOK. My husband Lewis and I founded Heartmenders International, where hearts and lives are changed. We are a generational ministry called to proclaim the message of the healing of hearts, marriages, and families. The crying challenge to keep families whole and healthy is so great today that it calls for a strong, proactive, biblical approach to life. Our Heavenly Father designed marriage and family before the fall, and He knows how to build healthy family relationships now. We have available help from heaven. Lewis and I were married for 46 years. We had almost 22 years in our honeymoon of healing before he moved to heaven in 2002. The Lord continually urged our growth and refining by his word. We encountered many of the same issues your family may be going through in the unfolding life of our family. We have had marriages that ended in divorce, financial pressures, prison terms, health problems, misunderstandings, reconciliations, and many other challenges. The Lord faithfully brought us through them. We learned to lean on Him, and He is healed, strengthened, and is maturing us. Early on, He told us to give to others what He taught us. In 19 years of ministry together, Lewis and I saw hundreds of families, thousands of individuals, go up to a new level. With others in my family, we are now in our 18th year of weekly meetings on Tuesday evenings at 7 at Faith Fellowship Church, 900 North May Avenue, where we share and pray for needs. Don't struggle alone. You can call in for prayer at our office Monday through Thursday, 9 to 4, at 405-495-HOPE. That's 495-4673. And I am so delighted to have as my guest today Donna Edwards.
Hi.
And she is, and her husband Ed have Living Well Ministries. Mm-hmm. She is the director of, or head honcho somewhere, of Marriage Network Oklahoma, and which I'm a part of. And she was with Scope Ministries for 12 years, and she's a wonderful counselor. And what all else do you do, Donna?
Well, we do premarital classes. That's one of the, we've been doing that for 12 years.
Oh, that's wonderful.
And that's one of our favorite things to do.
Oh, I'm sure.
And we do marriage conferences and classes and those kinds of things as well.
Well, that is wonderful. I know it's a blessing to the body of Christ here in this area to have you. I know your pastor says he just sends everything over to you that comes right. his way.
Yes. Well, we, you know, it's been a passion for us for a long time, and
yes.
probably partly because Ed and I, it was such a challenge for us, marriage was. And, you know, my parents were divorced when I was 16. His parents had been married over 60 years when his dad died. But they never had the kind of marriage that we wanted or most people would want.
Right.
And so we found that to be a very challenging part of our life is the marriage.
Yes. So from the beginning, you began to work on it.
Well,
and you were both believers?
We were both believers, but we weren't. You know, we grew up in a time where a lot of good families went to church.
Yes.
And had very similar spiritual backgrounds. But I felt like, you know, well, how does this work in my life today? You know, I knew the Bible was good for learning the history and for the end times and for salvation. But did it make any difference for life today?
Right.
And so as we went through college and early married days, we didn't go to church very much. And I really credit my parents, my mother and stepfather, prayed us back in. And so after a few years of marriage, we were having some struggles, careers, finances, things like that. And when they would come to visit us, they would go to church, so we'd go with them. And it was during one of those times of when we went with them, we were struggling, and we decided we'd go back. And God just did. God grabbed hold of our hearts. And it was one of those things that we couldn't have arranged, you know, Carol?
Yes. Oh, yes.
And we were living in the mountains of Colorado. There aren't that many churches up there. And we had a Baptist background, and there certainly weren't very many Baptist churches up there. But there was one within 5 miles of our house. And their pastor and his wife were our age, and they were from our part of the country, and he was very much of a teaching pastor. And he taught us four times a week.
Wow.
I mean, he taught us for Sunday school. He taught us for
spoon
worship.
Feeding.
Yeah. worship service Sunday night, Wednesday night.
Oh, that's
my mother
wonderful.
Often said, well, you got a seminary education about 2 years there. But
that's
we did.
Wonderful.
And we really began to grow. They took us under their wing and ministered to us. And so as we began to grow and eventually started working with adult Sunday school our age when we moved back to Oklahoma, and knew that that was a great need. We were in our early 30s, and among our age group, everyone was looking for help in marriage and parenting. So we began to do things in that light, you know, in the, when we first were over 20 years ago working with young marrieds. And it just has grown from there.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. Well, we did it the other way. We waited 24 years to figure out we needed help.
And, I understand.
And met the Lord, and he helped us. We had just some supernatural things happen, but then we got in with some people that
nurtured
and taught mm-hmm. us, so it makes a huge difference.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm just very grateful for all of the people throughout my life and for the people that mm-hmm. have nourished you through your life, because that's how we grow. And it's the body of Christ is designed to grow that way,
mm-hmm.
by sharing what the Lord has taught us with mm-hmm. other people,
exactly.
living the life, imparting life to one another.
Exactly.
And I think the world outside doesn't see how supernaturally the Father works in those ways.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and of course, that's part of our belief about the role of the church,
right,
within the marriage issues, and how the church, we believe, needs to take a major role in that.
Right.
You know, 75% of couples get married in a church in Oklahoma. And so we have a inroad from the
right.
very beginning to be involved in those lives.
Right.
And participate in those lives. And our, you know, part of Marriage Network Oklahoma that you and I work with, part of our main quest is to help get the churches to be more proactive.
Right.
And help them to have tools to be able to do that.
Right, right. And so many, in our travels around, when Lewis and I traveled, we would come across pastors that they wanted us to give to their congregation, but don't look at us.
Right.
You know, because and someone has said people are taught in seminary not to ever let anybody see your life, and I don't know if that's true or not because I didn't go to seminary.
Yeah.
But I know that people receive from other people that they can believe they know their heart.
Mm-hmm.
And we found and were taught in this ministry that we got into to couples that the transparency of
right.
your own life was what validated what you said.
Exactly.
And I know there was a couple that kind of started out along with us in our church. In fact, they were there before we were. And they had a lot of struggles. And she came and asked for prayer at our prayer group three years ago. And this is over a long period of
mm-hmm.
time that we've seen them intermittently because they dropped out of our church. And we just said, oh, please come back. We love you. We would love to have
mm-hmm.
you here. And she says, oh, I'm just so embarrassed that we've had so many problems. And
mm-hmm.
I'm thinking, duh.
Yeah.
Here, all my stuff has been out here in the open. Everybody's known all the struggles that I've gone through. And we've even talked about it, you know, in our ministry. And nobody, no secrets in the Gordon
right.
group. And who's the most healed?
Yeah.
We are having tremendous redemptive work
mm-hmm.
in our whole family, and they're still struggling. And
mm-hmm.
my heart just broke
oh, yeah.
for that, not being willing
mm-hmm.
to be open and let people
help
minister
you.
Into
mm-hmm.
your life.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's one of the hardest things is to see someone struggle
mm-hmm.
that won't come and let you help them.
Why?
And you can't chase them down.
No.
They have to be willing.
You know, you can make that initial contact.
Yeah.
But if they're not responsive, you can't make
right.
them. And, you know, we've worked with this group of young marrieds at our church for 12 years, and we do something on marriage with them at least once a year. And what we have noticed, though, is that the ones who need it the most are the ones who come the least.
Yes.
And you're having this, you know, series and teaching on marriage, and you're knowing these struggles these people are having, and you're thinking, why aren't they here?
Right.
You know, they're the ones who really need it, but that is kind of indicative of where they are.
Right. And in a church body, if a family is starting to struggle, one of the first things they do is pull away from the church.
Right.
And I think that's just a ploy of the enemy because he that's division, separation,
right.
Move away from your answer
right.
is what he always tries to do.
Well, and he makes us feel like we shouldn't be there and that we don't want anyone to know about our problem and that the church won't approve or whatever or won't understand. And, you know, in our work with a lot of churches at Marriage Network, I've had at different events we've had for them, I've had people say to me, well, we don't have that many divorces in our church. I said, well, of course you don't. They leave first.
Right.
And I think that's where, you know, having that contact with people and really finding out what's going on, mm-hmm. you know, is so imperative so that you don't just let them drift off and have their breakdown somewhere and get a divorce, and then they end up maybe staying out of church or going to a different church because
right.
they are embarrassed or don't want to go back there.
Yes. Well, we've had two couples in my church that have had problems, and we have prayed and prayed and prayed, and they're restored to one another, but they're not back in the church fully.
Mm-hmm.
One couple comes intermittently now, which we're so grateful for. But we're their home, and
right.
we love them. And we're the ones that pray them through, but we don't feel like we're through praying until they're back in the fold.
Right.
And so we believe that's coming.
Well, and that's one of the things when we do our premarital classes, that we really emphasize to these young couples as they get married is to get into a small group. And whether it's, you know, a Sunday school class, however your church operates.
Whoops. Wasn't paying attention. Okay. We're going to a commercial break now. This is Carol Gordon, and Donna and I will be back in a few minutes. You're listening to HeartMenders International Broadcasting on News Radio 1000, KTOK on your dial. Welcome back to HeartMenders International, coming to you on 1000 KTOK, your news radio station. I'm Carol Gordon. My guest today is Donna Edwards. And we are enjoying talking about marriage. Donna and her husband Ed have Living Well Ministries, and she and I work together in Marriage Network, Oklahoma. She's been a marriage counselor, teaches premarital classes, and just is a wonderful treasure in the body of Christ in this area. So we are just believing the Lord is working in so many ways in the church and in people's hearts to make marriage be the place of honor
mm-hmm.
that it holds in the heart of God.
Right.
Because it's one of three relationships of unity.
Mm-hmm.
The Father and His children, and Jesus and his bride, the church, and husbands and wives. And that's
right.
scriptural, that those three are mirror images of each
mm-hmm.
other. And our marriages in our culture don't look like
no.
Christ in the church.
No.
And so we are helping people to revisit what they think about marriage by showing them new models of marriage in the scripture, in the
mm-hmm.
word, every way that we possibly can.
Right. Yeah, and you really, you have to go back to the beginning.
You do.
and see what was God's original thought about marriage, original plan for marriage. And, you know, back in Genesis, in chapter 2, after he created man, he said, "It is not good for man to be alone." And, you know, we all have different opinions of what that might mean. And, you know, he said, "I want to make a helper suitable for Adam." Of course, that's my favorite line in the Bible because it proves that men need help. It didn't say that woman needed a helper. It said man needed a helper. But that aside, you know, God was a relational being from the beginning because we have the Trinity. And he, you know, Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit were relational beings. He created Adam for a relationship with him. And his intent was to meet all the needs of Adam's life. He provided a perfect environment for him to live in, the garden, a perfect body built to last forever. And now he wanted Adam to have a perfect mate. And even in the way he went about that, I think is so interesting because he put Adam into a sleep and out of his side brought the woman. Out of his side, he took the rib, which became his bride. And when you study the scriptures, first of all, you see that that sleep is such a picture of what he did with Abram, who became Abraham, when he made that covenant with him in Genesis 17 on the nation of Israel. And, you know, God said to him, "I will establish my covenant as an everlasting covenant between me and you and your descendants after you for the generations to come to be your God and the God of your descendants after you." And he put Adam to sleep and then made a sacrifice and made that covenant with Adam that was not to ever be broken. And so this picture of, I should say Abram, but this picture of what he did with Adam was a foreshadowing of that. Yes. And his intent was for Adam and Eve to have a covenant relationship. You know, in Malachi, God calls it the marriage, the wife of your marriage covenant. And so it's a covenant relationship, which is different than a contract that people think about today, that marriage is a contract and you break the contract if you get unhappy with it. But that marriage wasn't intended to be like that. It was intended to be a covenant relationship. And so God brings out of the side of Adam his bride. And again, another picture that we see of that is what he did with Christ and the church. Christ died, was put to sleep, and his side was pierced. And what emerges out of that is Christ and the church.
Yes.
And God says that marriage is a picture of Christ and the church. And, you know, I think when we teach on marriage, we always go to that Ephesians 5 passage. And it really is a beautiful passage about marriage to talk to people about. We tend to focus on, though, submission, husbands and wives, wives respecting your husbands, husbands loving your wives, those admonishments that are in that scripture. But in between all of that, God talks about how husbands are to love their wives just as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her, and goes on to describe that. But then at near the end of that passage in verse 32, after he describes that, he said, "This is a profound mystery, but I am talking about Christ and the church." And so that passage in Ephesians 5 is about marriage, but even more than that, it's about Christ and the church. And you cannot separate those two ideas. And I think that that's one of the places that we haven't done enough of in the church, is giving people what I call a higher view of marriage.
Exactly, exactly.
And to look at it as a holy covenant.
Exactly.
And, you know, God has always connected that holiness, that sanctification, that being set apart in his relationship with us, but also within the marriage covenant as well.
Right. Heartmenders, as well as Living Well, want to help you live your marriages more successfully, because all of us desire whole, healthy marriages. The answer is responding according to the ways of the Lord. Heartmenders has a set of CDs on how to love your husband that will help you recognize purposes in your life if you're a wife or want to be one. We will add our book, Marriage is a Gift, and make these available for $35 by mail. Call 405-495-HOPE. That's 495-4673, and we take Visa and MasterCard. You may also call to give a tax-deductible donation. Heartmenders is a faith-based ministry, and our partners join us in our passion to help heal a broken world. You may also send your prayer requests, donations, or product orders by mail to Post Office Box 516, Bethany, Oklahoma, 73008-0516. You can also visit our website at www.heartmenders.org. So we encourage you to pursue the things that will help you. If you have someone that is planning to get married, you might want to refer them to Living Well. I do individual through the Prepare, Enrich, premarital counseling. There is a lot of help for people that are struggling. They just need to admit they need help.
Right.
As we were talking earlier, because we just, people are so taught that they need to be so independent and do everything for themselves. And the body of Christ is meant to interact.
Right.
And to be a help to one another. So, and if we got about another minute here, what else would you like to share, Donna?
Well, I just would say that when I see couples who have marriages in trouble, the thing I tell them, I have no magic dust to put on you to make this go away, but the reason your marriage will get better is dependent on how teachable you are.
Right.
And so my encouragement is for every person to look at their own life and look at what does God want to do in me?
Right.
Not in that other person, but what does he want to do in me? And how does he want to change me? And I can only be responsible for my responses in this relationship. I can't change that other person.
That is so true. That is so true. Well, as we are closing today, I want to pray for the people and bless them. Lord, I just thank you for our listeners today. And I thank you that your Holy Spirit has, through our words and our testimony, penetrated their hearts. And I thank you that your blessing is flowing out to them, the blessing of your word, the blessing of the strength of your calling on their lives, the blessing that there are answers for every issue in life, and that you are faithful, faithful, faithful to bring us into a place where we can walk with you and have healthy relationships and strong marriages and joyful families, that is not beyond our hope and expectation, because Jesus is our blessed hope, and we always have a joyful expectation of his working in our lives, his blessing our lives, his bringing us to where the Lord wants us to be. And we just are so thankful for that. And we thank all of you for being with us this morning. Donna and I will be with you next week. This is News Radio KTOK 1000, and I'm Carol Gordon. I trust that this program is expanding your vision of the possibilities of healing in your life and relationships. You can have all of the promises of help from heaven you will pursue. Heartmenders International has a free meeting every Tuesday evening at 7 at Faith Fellowship Church, 900 North May Avenue in Oklahoma City. We have products and prayer support available at the meeting or by phone at 405-495-HOPE. That's 495-4673. You may visit our website at www.heartmenders.org. Thank you again for joining us, and we will see you next week.